Live.com.
Free Talk Live, hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes. Bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, pop culture. We'll talk about anything. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. 800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you can check out the BBS. It's just blowing up right now. People are posting the BBS left and right.
Literally hundreds of people, thousands of posts, all kinds of different topics, everything from people that hate the show to people that love the show to people that have opinions about politics to, again, the bulletin board system sort of reflects the show in that anyone can talk about anything on the bulletin board system. As a matter of fact, you can talk about more on the bulletin board system because we don't have the pesky FCC there to tell you that you can't say certain things, basically. So log on and check that out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. So, again, you can control the show, our number, 1-800-259-9231. If you don't want to, we've got to bring stuff up. What's going on, Jason?
Well, I'm mourning.
You're mourning?
I'm mourning.
What happened? Did your dog die?
No, the death of the 2004-2005 NHL season.
But this is good news. The Tampa Bay Lightning will stay world champions for another year.
No way. Yeah. I feel so cheated. So incredibly cheated.
Okay. Now you're a huge sports fan.
I'm a huge sports nut.
This isn't a sports show, but apparently this is like a big deal.
The whole season got canceled.
This is the first time.
I thought they canceled it last year.
No. This is the first time in North American sports an entire season has been canceled in any
but
sport.
Doesn't the hockey season start at it's called the 2004-2005 season, so hasn't it just been canceled? Isn't it just going to be canceled?
The season was to start in, I believe, October.
Okay.
And both sides, the players' union and the owners, have been in deliberations for months and months and months over the stupidest issue in the world, salary cap. Currently, there's a salary cap in basketball. There's a salary cap in football. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to level out the playing field, but it doesn't really, because you still have your elite teams who will do well every year and your basement teams who will finish last every year.
I don't know. The Bucks were a basement team for a long time and managed to...
And so were the Lightning.
So,
and there was no cap, but...
So they couldn't agree on the salary. I guess the players wanted it raised.
The players didn't want a cap at all. There has been no cap up to this point. The players even offered to take a 25% pay cut in order to get playing again and have no salary cap.
Really?
They made that concession. Owners said, that's not good enough. So the players said, all right, fine, we'll give in, we'll go along with this cap. And the owners said, fine, but it's on our terms and it's going to be a really low cap.
What was the cap?
They wanted the cap to be something like... $42 million. The players wanted it to be.
Wait a minute.
That's all the players
for what,
on a team.
Oh, all the players for an entire team.
Yes.
Which hockey is the bottom rung as far as the big four sports are concerned, and the players don't make a lot compared with the other players.
Okay, but $42 million. I mean, that's just for the players. That's not to pay the ice guy, ice machine guy, the ring announcer, or whatever.
That is just for the players.
That seems like a lot of money to me. Sure.
I don't think that we should dictate the player's salary any more than a listener should dictate yours.
No, absolutely not.
So,
although I wish a listener had the power to do that, because then maybe I'd make something.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
The thing is I don't understand why they have all this. There shouldn't
all the
fans
rules.
Getting involved and all that stuff.
Why don't they just set a price and then play?
Well, I do understand why they would have a salary cap, and I think that they should have one, personally. It makes sense to me that way the teams are competitive.
Well, I don't understand. Wait, how is it that a salary cap makes a team more competitive?
Because
here's how.
In baseball, there is no salary cap. You have teams like the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, it's a league thing.
Yes.
It's a league thing.
These are big market teams. Their owners have very deep pockets, and they
can
afford
right.
to buy up all the
seats
superstars.
Are filled every single time. every seat is filled every single game.
Okay.
So they get more revenue. And more people in those metros buy more Yankees or Red Sox crap. So there's more revenue.
To be fair to Podunk, Wisconsin, then they'll go ahead and put the salary cap on.
I don't know about fairness, but it makes for better playing. Because the thing is it helps
everybody. They're not all shutouts.
Right. I mean, you know, otherwise you've got...
It distributes the players a little bit better amongst the teams, that sort of thing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because whereas a team could afford to have five superstars on the team, now...
Why is it bad, then, to have a salary cap?
The players don't want it. They want to get paid more. They don't really get paid
they're kind of
much
a, they're
as
kind
it
of
is.
A demanding bunch, aren't they?
So are the owners.
They're getting paid millions of dollars every year.
These are all millionaires arguing over money.
Right.
Yes. It's difficult to feel bad for them.
Right. I don't feel bad for them at all. I mean, weren't they threatening to bring in, like, the second-tier guys and let them play or something like that?
That's what Commissioner Gary Bettman alluded to earlier today in a press conference.
That's what they should have done.
He said that the season will continue as planned next year, and if need be, there will be scabs playing. Scabs being players from random leagues just thrown into the NHL.
Right, like the Canadian hockey.
To sort of just try to get people to put money into the sport.
Like the French hockey league.
It's to keep it... Right. It's CPR for hockey. Because people want to see the best hockey players, not the dregs.
Well, I don't understand that. I mean, I guess it's just the kind of worship of the hockey players sort of thing. Like, people worship Britney Spears. These other sports fans worship their favorite sports idols. To me, baseball's baseball and hockey's hockey.
That's because you don't watch sports.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see great players. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but given a team of crappy players, there are going to be some who are better than others, right? So, therefore, you have a new set of great players, don't you?
No.
Like, if you bring in the scabs, won't you have better... Some scabs would be better than others, and so, therefore, even though they're not as good as the old, like, Wayne Gretzky...
You don't want to go to a hockey game to see just some random guys playing hockey.
You want to go to a hockey game to see somebody get their brain splattered on the side of the ring.
If I go to a Tampa Bay Lightning game, I want to see Martin St. Louis. I want to see Vincent LeCavalier. I don't want to see scabs playing.
Yeah, but you want to see them hitting each other with hockey sticks? Isn't that really the point?
You can go see
they
that.
They don't hit each other with hockey
you
sticks.
You can see that for the cheap tickets at the minor leagues. Or go see high school football versus going to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or, you know, some big name football team.
If all I wanted to see was blood and destruction, I'd go to, you know, a death derby or whatever. What was that movie back in the, I think it was the 60s or 70s? Death Race?
Death Race 2000?
Yeah, that was it.
I've never seen it. I've heard it was really good / bad, I guess, right? Was it any good? Tell me about it. Was it any good?
I don't even recall.
Roger Corman, I know that, right?
Yeah, I saw pieces of it. I don't know. Someone can call in and tell you about it. How's that?
Yeah.
So you're saying that if the scabs come in to the next season, then nobody's going to go to the games.
Of course they're not. I won't, because Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup last year. I feel cheated because I can't watch my home team, who has the Stanley Cup, play. They're going to bring back scabs and pass them off as Tampa Bay Lightning players. How are you supposed to root for these guys?
Well, eventually the stars will come out, won't they? I mean, eventually, if you bring back if you bring in 100 scabs, there's going to be a couple of them that are pretty good, right?
There's going to be a couple of them, but
you'll have a new star player.
If the owners choose to do that, but what they're going to do is the owners are going to suffer financially in the meantime,
which they have been doing. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
and the players will trickle back. They can break the union.
Yes, and they certainly will
be cutting off their nose in order to spite their faces.
Well, if they love the game, if they really love what they do, then that's what they should do.
Well, there are a good number of players playing now, just in different leagues: Russia, the UHL.
Right, and they're not getting paid squad. They're playing because they love playing hockey. Right?
Precisely,
they want to keep their skills up.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We got Johnson on hold. He's got comments on sports. If you want to change the topic, though, by all means, I mean, this isn't going to last too much longer. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free. 800-259-9231, you take control of the show. Bring up anything if you want, or sit back and enjoy as we banter about for the remainder of the hour. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies have sent their pictures in to be included as a part of the Shrine. All ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages participate in this show as members of the Shrine. They listen. That's the only qualification. You're female and you listen. You send your picture in to FTL at freetalklive.com and we put you on the Shrine. But we're going to get right to the phones here, right to the fun. Johnson calling in from Sarasota. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, just got a quick comment on the sports thing. I don't even know. You know, maybe I shouldn't even be talking because I'm not a sports watcher. I don't really care all that much, you know.
Everybody gets an opinion.
Yeah, but, you know, when you think about it, the real loser in this whole thing with the hockey season, you know, and hockey is one of the sports that I actually kind of like. But as far as watching sports goes, like, they're all, it's all, like, arguments between these prissy, just coddled athletes, and I think the whole sports industry is disgusting. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I really don't want to watch sports is because, you know, all these people are coddled throughout their entire lives, and they don't really have any sort of, like, real skills. They're not, like, intelligent people. Some of these people are absolute morons. And you know, I don't understand if, you know, our whole society is geared towards physical prowess and these people who are successful because they were just born with good genetics. And, you know, it kind of bothers me. It's kind of weird that...
I think that's unfair. I think that there's lots and lots and lots of room for intelligent people to make lots of money in this world, especially in the United States.
And, absolutely, especially at the hand, you know, especially since they're making them off of less intelligent people, like the sports fans. Not to say that you're less intelligent, Jason, but a lot of the sports people are, no team, they don't really think too much, at least in my opinion.
No, that's not so either. That's just your opinion because you don't like sports.
No, it's just my opinion because I've seen some sports fans that aren't the brightest of them.
There's plenty of bright
barrel.
Sports fans, too. Yes. All you have to do is go downtown any city and talk to businessmen, and most men like sports.
That's true.
Period. I don't particularly like watching team sports. I watch some of them. I like the local teams, but, I mean, I'm not one of these nuts about it. But Jason likes sports. He's no idiot.
No, I didn't say he was.
And I agree with Johnson. I sports, in general, is very elitist and... I really have a strong distaste for a lot of the players, a lot of the owners, and a lot of the fans.
Well, they're definitely prima donnas, but I mean, these guys have huge earning power. They put butts in seats, and that's what it's all about, putting butts in seats.
Yep.
You know, I think a lot of this thing though with the sports is it's just been a huge, like, long term. The reason why a lot of men really like sports is because of socialization. In other words, over time, you know, maybe even since back. The Roman days of gladiatorial fighting, I don't know, you know, like, I don't think that it's necessarily genetic. I think that it has a lot to do with socialization. Yes, men are competitive and are into contests, but, I mean, I don't understand why that couldn't be, like, intellectual contests or something of that nature.
Well, because men, by nature, are kind of the brutish ones, you know? We kind of, me beat you with club,
The people on Jeopardy don't make enough money for you?
Not compared to athletes.
Well, certainly not compared to athletes. But then after they make the money on Jeopardy, they can go on and start their own business.
If it wasn't for all the fans, these guys wouldn't be making money.
So?
No, I'm just saying that I'm justifying them making the money. I'm saying if it wasn't for people, like you were saying, plopping their asses in those seats at $20, $40, $60 a ticket or whatever it costs these days, depending on the
team.
Try
to get into a football team for
exactly.
$60.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
If it wasn't for all the suckers who buy into to these games, then these people would be making $20,000, $40,000
right.
a year.
And my problem is that society, it's like society has become this uncaring, you know, they don't, it's like society doesn't care that it's like these athletes are just scum, just whining, pricky little babies. You know, and when I think about it, you know, the XFL, Vince McMahon's project, where the players weren't actually getting paid all that much money.
Yeah, that was a great idea.
Low cap salaries, and there was players there with some heart, and they were really out there trying, and the XFL failed miserably.
That's a shame.
They were signed for two seasons, but they only made it through one.
It sounded like a good concept to me.
It was a great concept, and it failed miserably. It's like Americans just don't care anymore. They want their athletes to be good. They want this coddled. These losers. I mean, I really, you know, yeah, they get there and they have all these genetic gifts and they have these physical prowess, but they aren't people with heart. I mean, they aren't really like, they lose all that.
Most of them are thugs. At least in the football game, football industry, they're mostly thugs and basketball as well.
Yeah, I mean...
How can you say that? How can you say, oh, yeah, most of them are thugs.
Maybe
I don't watch
right.
sports or know anything about
you're
them,
right.
but they're all thugs.
Well, they make news for being thugs.
Well,
I guess you're
that's
right.
because thugs make news.
Okay,
yeah.
Good point. You shot me down.
I don't know. I don't know that I totally disagree. You know, you see a lot of media about a lot of players, and even if they're not thugs, you know, a lot of them are definitely still aggressive-type people, you know, who are... You know, again, like I said, many athletes are not the brightest people in the world, and it's just... it's
steroids make you aggressive, man. It's hard to avoid.
I don't know. I figure if I'm going to watch a sport, if I need to watch a sport, I think it should be the Special Olympics, because it's like, then there's going to be people there with, you know, with heart.
And you're talking about, when you're talking about sports, you're only talking about, like, the popular sports. You're not talking about bowling, right?
Well, yeah, I'm talking about sports that, you know, nor am I talking about Magic the Gathering, which apparently they run on ESPN.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Yeah, apparently that's a sport now, too. So,
ESPN
you know,
too,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Very good, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything else on your mind tonight?
Nope, that's it.
Well, thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is your show. You take control. So any other comments on the sports?
I'm done.
As am I. Situation thing? All right. Well, let's go to a little bit of a different topic. And you can always, of course, change the topic if here, here just by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Some fresh news today out of court in, oh gosh, where did it happen? I'm not, it doesn't really even matter where it happened, but what happened was two reporters have refused to name their sources to a grand jury investigating the disclosure of the identity of a covert CIA agent. According to a three-judge panel, they should be jailed on contempt charges if they don't give up the info. A three-judge panel of the Federal Appeals Court in Washington ruled unanimously today. They are citing a 1972 decision of the United States Supreme Court, and the panel held that the reporters, the Judith Miller of the New York Times and Matthew Cooper of Time Magazine, have no First Amendment protection from a grand jury subpoena seeking to learn the identity of their sources. They have no First Amendment protection.
Well, the First Amendment, does it really protect the sources of
if the First Amendment protects the freedom of speech, it also therefore protects the freedom not to speak, doesn't it? Right?
Sure. Sure.
So
it does.
How is it that they can force these people into giving up this individual's identity, this CIA agent?
Their argument is that their source, whoever gave them the name of these CIA agents, their source is in the wrong and should be charged with some sort of crime.
Because it's a crime to give up the info on a CIA agent, and because they are aware that a crime had been committed, they're somehow forfeiting their constitutional rights?
The contention is they were withholding information.
It's crazy. 800-259-9231, this is your show. You take control. Of course, we're losing more freedoms as time goes on here. This is Free Talk Live.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark. With this free book offer, call 888-221-1715 and receive the book. The Bible says, for free, there is absolutely no obligation, no one will call you, and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling 888-221-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hey, psst, JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? I mean, who doesn't? Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and it will destroy the odor-causing bacteria so effectively, you may never have to wear deodorant again. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. No BO does not contain any chemicals, preservatives, or petroleum-based product. In addition, it doesn't have any aluminum. Try it. Go ahead. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Give them a call at 1-888-881-NO-BO or go to no-bo.com. Call 888-881-NO-BO or visit no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Here for the remainder of the hour till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We're now available 6 nights a week. The Saturday show has expanded an extra hour, so Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Join us every single night. Of course, you can log on at freetalklive.com and download an archive if you happen to miss a portion of the show. The last 6 days' worth of the show are right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. None of that stuff. You just go and grab them. And share them. Give them away. We don't care. 1-800-259-9231. So, again, just I guess this is a court of appeals. Yeah. According to the attorney, one of the attorneys in the case, quote, today the court of appeals affirmed that reporters do not have a First Amendment privilege to refuse to comply with a grand jury subpoena issued in good faith. The prosecutor said, asserting that there was a, quote, critical need for the reporters to comply with a subpoena in this case. He added that, quote, we look forward to resuming our progress in this investigation and bringing it to a prompt conclusion. The court has ruled against two, this appeals, Court of Appeals has ruled against two reporters who were who are currently still withholding the identity of someone who gave up a CIA operative's identity. And that's what this case is all about. Now, this is the way I see this. This basically is saying that torture is legal in the United States. Now, why do I say that?
That's the question I'm going to ask you.
Because these two reporters have information that who wants? The government. What are they doing to get this information? They're giving them two choices. Give it up or go to jail. Seems like torture to me, because if they don't give it up, they're going to go to jail, and then that's torture because it's depriving them of their freedoms. I understand it's not actually physically, you know, driving a knife into their chest or whatever, you know, Chinese water torture or anything like that. But it sure as hell seems un-American.
It does seem un-American.
It seems like a violation of the Constitution. And luckily, this is only an appeals court decision. And these two particular reporters in question are planning on going going up the chain.
Well, how far can you go from an appeals court?
Well, according to this, let's see. You go up from there to the District of Columbia Circuit Court.
Okay.
And then after that, you take it to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
So this may end up being a Supreme Court case.
Never even hear it.
That's either one or two. In which case, well, if they don't hear it, then that enforces the lower court's ruling.
Correct.
Which means that we no longer have freedom of speech in this country. So, apparently, if you have information the government wants, they're able to just compel it from you. You don't have the right to remain silent anymore, apparently, in the United States. A little bit frightening. I don't like it.
Nor do I.
What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Again, you can change the topic anytime. It's your show. Bruce in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, excellent.
Good.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the tax on cigarettes.
Sure.
In the state of Connecticut, anyway.
Okay. Everybody's got taxes on cigarettes, so I'm sure most smokers can relate.
I don't believe that New Hampshire does.
Really?
No. The federal, but not state.
Wow.
New Hampshire, by the way, has very little state taxes on anything.
Right.
Makes me happier to be moving there.
Yeah, we're excited to be moving there as part of the Free State Project. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bruce.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Anyway.
Are you a Free State Project member, Bruce?
Excuse me?
Are you a Free State Project member?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I just thought that you were.
No, I'm not. My son likes your radio station, and just dawned on me that this situation, I wouldn't mind airing my aggravation.
All right, so what's the problem there in Connecticut,
well,
Bruce?
Well, in Connecticut, we pay $1.54.
Per pack?
State tax. State tax on a pack of cigarettes.
What is the federal tax on a pack of cigarettes, anyway?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Okay. I guess it doesn't matter. You can't dodge it. No,
everybody federal is pretty much across the board, right?
Right.
But anyway, we pay $1.54 right now, and we have a $1 billion projected budget deficit in the state of Connecticut. And they want to go to, they want to increase that by we pay $1.51, and they want to increase it by 74 cents and make it $2.25 a pack.
Ooh.
So that will raise a pack of cigarettes.
And
for what?
And that'll raise a pack of cigarettes. Oh, right now it's probably $5.40.
Oh, my God.
And you'll pack another 75 cents onto that.
Pretty soon you'll be making the commute to New York to get cheap packs of cigarettes.
No. New York's still very, very expensive also. But
yes.
My complaint is that, you know, the taxation without representation, and also, I realize that, not to be, try to make a joke, but that we're a dying breed, so to speak.
What is that?
You said we're a dying breed.
We're a dying breed. There's actually been a few arguments made by a few economists that we actually save the state money because we don't, and the government money because we don't live as long.
So right,
we don't collect Social Security benefits as long, you know?
Right.
And I understand we're definitely in a minority.
So they should cut you a break and encourage you to smoke and lower taxes.
Yeah,
right?
That could be funny, though. But since we happen to be 20% of the population, of the adult population, I pull that number out of the air. I think it's around that.
20%?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that the general idea of our state government is rather than equally distribute the tax burden on all the members of the state population and excuse the expression, but pick off 100% of them.
Uh-huh.
It's much more politically easy to just keep burying us.
Absolutely.
Well,
my state taxes on cigarettes, and I know a lot of people out there listening are just saying, listen, you idiot, why don't you just quit smoking, right?
They could be.
You know, but...
But it's your right to smoke.
It is. And especially if I don't, you know, impede on other people.
Bruce, here's what's going to happen, though. The politicians are going to continue taxing this, defenseless group of people, you know, because you can't defend yourself. You're not a majority. You're a minority.
Exactly.
So you're at the jaws of the democracy. So they're going to keep on taxing. They're going to raise the taxes up to $7 a pack. And people are going to start buying their cigarettes over the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
They've done that already, and they actually stopped an airplane in New York about 3 weeks ago.
I know, I read the story on the air.
And track the address, they're going to beat them down for it. But, I would just like the non-smokers that are listening, right, to not just think that, you know, okay, these are filthy little smoking people anyway, you know, good, you know.
I don't feel that way at all.
I'm not saying you personally,
right.
I'm just saying that.
You mean the anti-smokers, because it's different to say, Bruce, it's different to say non-smoker versus anti-smoker. It's the anti-smokers that feel that way about you. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, and you don't bother me one bit, Bruce. Not a problem with me.
I'm just saying that to look at us and as a representation of how your freedoms can be taken away.
Bruce, let me ask you a question. If they make cigarettes illegal, will that stop you from smoking?
I doubt it very much, but the addiction is as strong as heroin.
So if it went to the black market, then you'd be more than happy to participate in it.
I feel terrible about having to go to the black market because
and that's where this is going, Bruce.
Hang on,
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk about the future of smoking cigarettes, because you're right, man. They're going to keep taxing them and keep taxing them. But at some point, some brilliant legislator is going to say, hey, what would happen if we just made these horrible things illegal? Well, we'll find out coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. And bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on and join the fun at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the update service. Join up to that list. It's absolutely free. Whenever there's something new that we need to tell you about the show, you'll be the first to know. One of the first via the updates list right there in your email box. So log on, join up, freetalklive.com. Everything there on that website is absolutely free of charge. So be sure you check that out. Bruce, we had put him on hold. He's no longer on the line, dropped off during the break. But he brings up a really important topic, and that is cigarettes, smoking, and how the politicians are dealing with this situation. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many people out there that are anti-smoking activists that they've got the conceit of the anointed, as John Stossel would put it. They know what's best for you, Jason.
Yeah.
They know. And they're going to enforce their agenda on you at gunpoint if necessary. They've decided that cigarettes are evil and that you shouldn't be able to have them. Now, they're not going to outlaw them quite yet. First, they're going to continue raising the taxes on
politicians
them.
Like it. It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, just Bruce... that easy. Now, I have another point on this. I was in a mall parking lot going to get fish food for my tropical fish, because, you know, I'm a cool guy.
Yeah, you
I
are.
Got tropical food.
Fish,
I got right. tropical fish. I'm a cool guy. So I was in the mall parking lot, and I noticed a minivan with a bumper sticker on it that said, at least I can still smoke in my car. And I thought, you know, that's kind of clever. And as I walked past, the window was open, and there was, in fact, smoke rising out of the window.
Right.
And just as I was, you know, I was just walking past, I wasn't going to comment to this person or anything like that, out comes, guess what? A cigarette butt. Tossed out of the window.
Got it.
Now, yes, smokers are a class of people that are shunned.
Persecuted.
They're shunned and persecuted in our society. They may have themselves to blame to some extent.
Okay. I see where you're going with this.
And smokers, don't throw your cigarette butts on the ground. Nobody likes it. It's freaking littering. And this is one
of
the large reasons.
Private property rights.
It is. It absolutely is. It's one of the large reasons why some people are so adamant about smoking. It may not be the reason that they list, but it is really a reason. When you take your cigarette butt and you flick it out there, and like it just doesn't mean anything, sorry. It does to people.
To a lot of people, it does. That is a really good point, especially if it's their property. I mean, some places, like we were talking about sports earlier, sports stadiums, they encourage you to go ahead, throw your drinks on the ground, throw your crap on the... We'll clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of a... You know that these companies are going to clean up after you. That's part of the contract that you...
Right.
You know, the implicit contract that you're signing by going into the park. You can go ahead, litter up our park. You're our fans. We don't care.
And you're paying so much for tickets anyways.
Yeah, you paid $100 for that hot dog. We don't mind if you throw the box on the ground, basically. But that doesn't necessarily apply when it comes to, you know, the Best Buy parking lot or your someone else's front yard, because that's someone's private property.
Or the road.
Well, the road isn't really private property, because in most places it's government-run.
Everybody considers it their own personal property.
Right.
It doesn't get cleaned up. Your mom doesn't work here, you know?
Right.
Somebody's got to clean those cigarette butts up, and they don't get cleaned up quickly.
Well, here in Florida, they probably just get washed down the sewer system.
In a matter of time, certainly.
But that's not a good answer either. So I agree with you, man, which you're right. The smokers have certainly partially dug their own hole, but... In some of the manners that they're being...
Or flicked their own butt, as it were.
Right. It's in some of the ways they're being prosecuted are definitely out of control, and they're definitely not right. I mean, you've got here in the state of Florida, you've got in the state of New York, California. I'm sure there's probably at least one or two more states that have jumped on this bandwagon in the past election that we don't know about that have banned smoking completely from any indoor business establishment with very, very few exceptions. Smokers absolutely are being persecuted, as Bruce made the point. It's $1.50 for the state tax alone. They're going to jack that up another 70-something cents here if they get their way. And he's absolutely right. They're targeting smokers to help make up their budget shortcomings and their shortfalls. And
yeah.
It's totally wrong. It's un-American to tax one group more so than another, for instance. Of course, if we had it our way, we'd have no taxes whatsoever on anything, and that's why we're part of the Free State Project, and we're going to be moving to New Hampshire. But I really feel sorry for smokers in that aspect, and I agree with you, man, which where you're coming from. And to be fair, I'm a non-smoker. Jason, you are a cigarette smoker.
I am a smoker.
Just so everyone knows where we're coming from.
I'm a cigar smoker.
And you're a once-a-day cigar smoker, before-bed cigar smoker.
Yes.
So all three of us have different levels of participation in this particular
habit. But I have been a smoker in the past. I used to smoke cigarettes. And, you know, if I drink beer, I still smoke cigarettes.
I think it's really telling what Bruce said before we went away there for a moment, that when I asked him, well, if they make cigarettes illegal, are you going to stop? Because that's going to be what the anti-smoking people are going to be saying.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We need to save people, and the only way to save them from hurting themselves is to ban cigarettes. That's going to be their argument. But Bruce just proved that it's futile. It's completely pointless for you to make cigarettes illegal. Sure, the prices are going to skyrocket. They already are because of taxation.
Yeah.
And people are going to get around it. Doesn't matter how much pressure you put on somebody, they're going to do everything they can to get away from that pressure.
You can't force people into doing or not doing things that they're going to end up doing. Prohibition on alcohol? Didn't work. War on drugs?
Not working.
Far from
not working. They just figure out ways to work the system. And, of course, all it ends up doing is enriching the enforcers. It enriches, you know, the anti-smoking cigarette squad of New York, which they have. They have a cigarette interdiction squad in New York. Their job to run stings on people selling cigarettes. It just impoverishes the rest of us and enriches them. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you want it to be, you can pick up the phones and become a part of it at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But you better do it right now because we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So you only have mere moments remaining. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. You can always tune in to us on the website. Again, free streams, high bandwidth, low bandwidth, they're both free. So log on at freetalklive.com and check that out. So we were talking about cigarettes and the banning of cigarettes, and we could go on, but let's have a little bit of fun here in this last segment.
Because okay, why not?
One thing's for sure, cigarettes certainly have warning labels on their packaging, and, well, some warning labels are a little more asinine than others. A flushable toilet brush that warns users do not use for personal hygiene has been identified as the nation's wackiest warning label in an annual contest. The wackiest! An annual contest sponsored by a consumer watchdog group, the Wacky Warning Label Contest, now in its eighth year, is conducted by Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch. Its purpose is to publicize how lawsuits and concern about lawsuits have led manufacturers and markets to go to extreme, even loony efforts to try to avoid frivolous lawsuits. The idea being, if you put enough warnings on a particular product, you'll be protected. Your ass will be covered and no one can ever sue you because we have such a litigious society.
Mm-hmm.
MLaw argues that lawsuit abuse has many negative effects on families, job providers, and communities. Excessive litigation has robbed consumers of needed products and services and has a hidden lawsuit tax, adds a hidden lawsuit tax onto countless other products and services. That's a great point. A certain individual who wants to bring a product to market may decide, Too risky. Might get sued. Shouldn't bring this revolutionary product to market. Screw it. I'll go work at Burger King. Second place, by the way, here we go. Winners were chosen from literally hundreds of absurd and weird warning labels submitted by consumers to MLaw. All were from products manufactured here in the United States. So it wasn't like, you know, the Chinese put some English on a product and you know, just made a mistake.
All your base are belong to us.
Right. we'll do. I guess we'll take it from fourth place on down. Fourth place was a label on an electric hand blender that promoted for use in blending, whipping, chopping, and dicing that warns, quote, never remove food or other items from the blades while the product is operating.
Oh.
Third place.
With your tongue.
Third place was this warning on a digital thermometer. Once used rectally, the thermometer should not be used orally.
Should not, but you can go ahead
if
you want.
Finally, second place went on a label to a popular scooter for children that warns, quote, this product moves when used. Thanks for the clue. According to MLaw President B. Dorigo Jones, warning labels are a sign of our lawsuit-plagued times. From the moment we raise our head in the morning off pillows that bear those famous do not remove warnings, to when we drop back in bed at night, we're overwhelmed with these warnings. Plaintiff's lawyers who file the lawsuits that prompt these warnings argue that they're making us safer, but the warnings have become so long that few of us even read them anymore.
No.
Even the ones that we should be reading. So that's a great point. So because we're so deluged with all these warning labels, people just don't even bother.
Yeah.
And therefore they're not getting the critical information that they should be. Hopefully MLaw's wacky warning label will be
Free Talk Live.
Hopefully it'll motivate everybody to read their warnings again and maybe even motivate judges to get tougher on frivolous lawsuits. MLaw describes itself as a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization working to increase public awareness of how litigation explosion is hurting America. And they're absolutely right, it is, especially if it's keeping products and services away from us to be able to choose to use.
It's true.
1-800-259-9231. Listen at your own risk. This has been Free Talk Live, and it's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Because we might just expose you to a different point of view on this show. In the meantime, between tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and now, log on at freetalklive.com. We'll see you then.
If you're tired...